It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we want to welcome a new sponsor to the podcast. So excited.
Very excited.
Oh my gosh. We need sound effects. We need applause for Schoolcraft College.
Yay!
Woo! And, you know, we're always talking about trying new things and our hobbies and all of that stuff. They have probably the best adult education program. They've got classes that teach everything, like brewing beer. They've got great cooking classes. They have a class that teaches drone technology.
Wow.
Who wouldn't want to learn that? Like, not only make your own drone do what you want it to, but make your own drone. Like, I'm just so excited about this. So Schoolcraft College, you can learn cooking, making beer, whatever your heart desires, they have got a class for it. You can check them out at schoolcraft.edu/CEPD.
I mean, I've taken a cooking class there. I'm planning to sign up for a few more. I had to take the first class so that you can take any other classes, but they have an amazing culinary program there.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Amazing. So many options, so many choices. The kitchen is, their facilities are phenomenal. I've also taken Spanish there. I mean, it's a great campus. It's amazing. If you haven't been out there, you live in the area, you're cheating yourself.
Exactly. And well, you know, when I hosted those Now You're Cooking with Farmer Jack segments,
yeah.
Chef Brian Polson taught. He might still teach a Schoolcraft for all I know. I've not seen him lately, but he taught there. And he's the most amazing. I mean, I learned from him just from doing those cooking segments.
Right.
I can't imagine having him as an instructor. Like,
yeah.
That would just be amazing.
Well, we have so much to talk about Schoolcraft, so you'll be hearing.
Oh, yeah.
There's just endless things that we're going to be discussing and sharing with you guys, and hope you'll take advantage of it.
Yes, but right now we're going to discuss, which is kind of funny because I brought this up. Our topic today is rude people.
Mm.
Well, and it's funny that I brought up the Now You're Cooking segment because I got that job because, well, I was working part-time for Channel 7, and they were making these segments, and they brought in a bunch of chefs to audition to do the cooking part. I was just basically the person doing the intro, the outro, keeping the chef on time, and then I got to taste the food. So I had the best part of the job. So when I met Chef Brian, he's not rude, but he's kind of gruff. And I think sometimes gruff, because he's focused. He's got a lot to do, and plus he had 5 kids, he had a restaurant, he had a job at Schoolcraft, he was taking this on. So this man had a lot to do in a very little time, and sometimes people like that get
mislabeled,
perceived as rude.
Yeah.
And so it was like, I was scared of him at first. Mm. But then once we got to know each other, I realized he was the opposite of that. But at first I was like terrified of him. It's like, and he, you know, the stereotype of the cranky chef.
Yeah.
That's what he reminded me of, and I probably bought into that a little bit too. But it's so funny because I think I thought he was rude at first, and he was just not. He's the opposite. He's like the kindest man.
Really?
Oh, yes.
And I find that a lot of times with those kind of personalities, once you find a way to break through it, they're like the biggest teddy bears.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're so nice. They're not at all what you perceived at the beginning, but you just didn't realize, you know, that they have a lot going on, and they're just focused. They're not being rude, which is funny because when I was looking things up about how to handle rude people, the number one thing that came up was sympathize and empathize, kind of understand where they're coming from. And that's like almost a perfect, like, you then understood he was just very busy. You just said 5 kids, 8
exactly.
jobs, all the stuff going on. He wasn't being rude. He's just very, you know, cut and dry because he's got to get everything done in a day.
Yeah, and I think I have learned to distinguish between people who are just focused and people who are actually rude.
Right. Well, I think.
And there is a difference.
There is. So when I was kind of thinking about, you know, topics and we kind of discussed rude, something that came to my mind was a recent post on Facebook from one of my friends. And she had written that every time she travels, she's blown away about how rude business travelers are. And that she was in line and to get her luggage. In fact, the shuttle driver was in the middle of unloading her luggage when one of the guys jumped right in the middle and demanded that he get his bag off next. and just cut right in, and then gave him a dollar, you know, which she said, you know, here I was tipping much better, you know, waiting my turn. He was already unloading mine. And this guy cuts right in, like, you know, the big man on campus, and, you know, demands this, and then gives the guy, you know, a dollar, and everyone else is in line just waiting their turn like they were supposed to. And she posted that. And I was just like, what did you call him out? You know, did you say anything? And she said, no, I just laughed. You know, hopefully he got the point. And I'm like, you know, maybe we should, you know, and I don't mean this like in a bad way, but calling some people out on their actions. You know, I think.
I agree.
I think age, you know, gives you a lot of good stuff. And one of them is more of the, you know, like in that fried green tomatoes where Kathy Bates
yes.
is going to get hit. And she's like, go ahead, hit me. I've got better insurance and a big, better, whatever her line was.
Yes.
You know, it was so great. I always think about that. Like, I'm not 24 years old anymore and intimidated. And, you know, It's like, hey, buddy, I'm in line too. My time is as important as yours. Can you please get in line? Like, why do we let the person do it? So then if we let them do it, doesn't that just make them keep doing it? Because no one's saying anything to them.
Exactly.
And what are you going to do? Turn around and hit me?
Yeah. Yeah. But they think if people get away with that behavior and if they get rewarded for that behavior, like you just reminded me, I saw someone posted on Twitter. They said, I was on an airplane, I was going to my seat, getting on an airplane, and a guy was sitting in my window seat. And I said, hey, you're sitting in my seat. And he looked at her and said, but I want it.
Oh. Oh, okay. As long as you want it, I guess it's okay.
And I'm thinking, who has the, like, obviously he's gotten away with this.
Yeah.
By doing it before.
Since he was a toddler. Like, you never learned how to play nice in the sandbox, buddy.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
But who's... Like, I do feel like people need to be, all right, I shouldn't tell this story. My husband had a client, and this client had a new employee, very young, I think it was an intern, who called him and just started yelling at him. And he listened for a little bit and tried to talk, and this intern just kept yelling. And he's like, I'm 50-something years old. I'm not going to sit here on the phone and be yelled at by an intern. So he hung up.
Mm.
And then he called the client and he said, listen, you let this intern yell at me. This is not right. And it's over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, what did the client say?
Said, the client said, oh, sorry, you know, I'm going to miss working with you. But he probably won't realize till later how much. But it's like, why? I don't understand the people that get through life. I really get frustrated by people who get through life on rudeness.
Right. Like, I even find myself, if I don't, yesterday I was trying something on and the woman came to me really quick and said, oh, do you need a different size? I said, yeah, can you grab this in a whatever size? She said, okay. And then right when she walked away, I'm like, oh, shoot, I didn't say please or anything. Like, I wasn't even, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, mortified in the thing that I didn't say please, but it was kind of like this quick interaction. You know when you're shoving something out the door because you don't want to see them because you're not dressed in the
yeah.
And then I felt mortified. But, you know, you're right. It's like, why do we keep, how do people, like you just said, Remy, you know, they don't make nice in the sandbox because maybe they weren't taught that way as a kid, you know? Some parents always just defend their kid and the kids be no matter if it's right or wrong. And what does that teach the kid? I'm going to get my way because my mom said I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm better than everyone else. So I can jump in front of you in line. You know, I can get all my, you know, I can get all my stuff first and, you know, whatever I need. I mean, I see people all the time, no matter where, it's people like, you know, that if you hang out with them a lot, you see some habits.
Yeah.
So if you're all together in a group, this particular person is always first in whatever we do. And I'm always amazed, like, even how did they get to be first again? What are they shoving and getting people out of the way? What is the importance of being first all the time? You know, and just to me, that comes across as like rude. Like, I kind of always like let people go first. You know, again, not that we're all perfect in this room, but it's like it's not important to be first in everything, you know, but somehow along the way they got taught, you know, first is better, even if it's in line for, you know, a food at a party. You
or
know
on
what I'm
the freeways.
On the freeway.
You can tell the people that have to be first on the freeway. They don't. It's not that you're going too slow. It's that they want to be in front of
and
you.
Why?
They want to be first. Because they have little control over many aspects of their life. And it's one place where they have control. They're in their car and they're going to be first. So help me God, whatever I got to do, I'm going to get ahead of you. That's the mentality that some drivers have.
Because I was driving with my husband yesterday and he said, the same car has cut me off three times.
Yeah.
And where is he going?
No. It's best to just leave them alone and get away from them and just put them out of your mind because it's only affecting you. You're letting it affect yourself.
That is the
you got to pick your battles
that
when it comes
true.
To rudeness.
And it's funny, I find that if something, I think that's the problem though, is if I see people being rude but it doesn't affect me or I'm like, you know, I'm not getting involved with that because I don't really care about this, that I let it go and I don't say anything. But I think that's why people continue to be rude because other people are like, I don't need to. This doesn't matter to me, so they don't say something. So these people keep getting rewarded for rude behavior.
Okay, well, so when I was doing the research, two of the things that came up was, you know, if someone's rudeness upsets you, stop and count to 10 and ask yourself, is it really worth losing my cool over this? Okay, true. But then it kind of goes back to, yeah, I'm sitting here counting to 10, you know, doing all this psychoanalysis on myself when this person just keeps continuing to be rude, you know, and it's going to go out and be rude more because no one's like saying, you know what, buddy, that was kind of rude. Where do you get off jumping in front of me in line? And the second thing was it said, which kind of touches on what Remy just said, size up the grievances because it's a waste of your emotional energy to let it get under your skin, right?
You're right, but I think we need to find that medium place where we don't let it get under our skin, but we do address it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to sound like a Pollyanna or whatever, but I think we need to do that for the good of society. Because if you look at, I don't know, I'm not thrilled with our society right now. Like, it doesn't feel welcoming. It doesn't feel friendly. It doesn't feel like, I think if I lived overseas and somebody said, hey, you want to plan a trip to America? No. Like, those people are messed up.
Yeah.
We need some polishing up of our manners, is
we
what you're saying.
Do. Yes.
Yeah. Like, some common manners.
Yeah. And I feel like people who are not taking it personally but recognize the rudeness in front of them have the responsibility to step up and say something.
Yeah. Well, it's funny.
And I hate to turn it, I don't mean to get political, but
yeah.
And I don't think I really am, though. I think it's more of a society thing.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, having just been in Europe, my daughter, which was so bothered by the number of people that like bump into you, hit you, and never say, excuse me, pardon me, you know, what? And it was pretty amazing. We were just getting bumped and shoved all around.
Really?
Yes. And she kept getting so mad. And I kept saying, Grace, you got to let it go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta let it
it's
go.
Just their culture, I
it's
guess,
just their,
to
just,
not say excuse
well,
me.
It's much more crowded.
Yeah.
They're used to it.
Yeah.
Think about it. They've got as many people in, you know, the size of Nevada as we have in the whole country.
Yeah.
So
all
it's
their,
like,
all their countries are the size of states.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah. So that probably is true. That's probably just a way of life for them. They're always bumping and shoving. But,
and they don't think anything of it.
Right. I just say it's funny because we're coming from America and she's over there being upset that people aren't saying excuse me to her.
That's
after,
funny.
Yeah, after we just talked about. But then I also, in what I research, in the top five things, it's funny because I think my friend maybe did handle it right for her when she said she just laughed about it. Because one of the things was, let it roll off your back. If you can't come up with a witty joke, which I'm sure you or I would probably say, I'm sorry, where's the fire? Maybe we can come help you. You know, it says, just shrug your shoulders, let it go and walk away or laugh it off. Which she just did.
Yeah.
You know, laughed it off.
Well, sometimes you do have to, especially if you're not sure how the rude person is going to react,
mm-hmm.
because you don't want to provoke something.
Yeah.
So if you can find a polite or jokey way to say something, I don't know. It's such a hard, you really have to feel out the situation.
Well, I don't know about you or Remy, but maybe you guys can tell me how you feel. I think I'm more apt to get involved when I see someone being rude to someone else.
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Okay.
Being rude to a waitress or
yes,
a bartender
exactly
or
what
something.
I was thinking.
Yeah. Oh, that's just the worst. And
I can't stand
and then
it.
when everybody else around them kind of bands together and goes, hey, wait a second, buddy, who do you think you're talking to? You can't talk to that person that
exactly.
way. And then they don't have to confront their attacker themselves.
Right.
They know they've got backup. I think, you know, that kind of, as long as it doesn't get out of hand, but that little bit of mob mentality where it's like, we see something that's not right, we're going to call you out on it. You don't get to do that to that person.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's where it reminded me of that John Kionis, is that how you say his name? Show, What Would You Do?
Oh, yeah.
When you see, you know, it's like,
yeah
I am more apt to say, excuse me, I think she's doing the best you know, she can do. Or, I mean, she didn't make the, because what, as a waitress, I always got bothered when they complained about like the temperature of the meat, but they treated me really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it goes back to that, you know, in another episode, we talked about confrontation and dealing with a person that's like your manager, right?
Yeah.
If you're dealing with a customer
and
they're being rude, you kind of can't really
spend
yourself a lot because you're like, then they're going to turn it in. And then it goes back to that old, the customer is always right. And then your manager has to take their side, even though behind the scenes, he might be like, you were totally right. It's still embarrassing. But when they would get mad at me for the temperature or the meat or whatever, I'd say, it killed me, bit my tongue not to say, you know, I didn't cook the dinner. I'm just serving it.
You have to have the server trick. The best server trick is to smile and say thank you very much in a way that they understand is
true.
Not what you mean at all.
That is
and then
true.
What are they going to, what did our employee say to you? Well, said thank you very much and have a nice day. But it's the way they said it.
Right. Yep.
Well, it's so funny. My son started working at a pizza place and so we've been asking him how it's going, and he's been on the phones a lot because he just started, you know, so he's still being trained. And we're like, how are people like when they come in or when they called you, you know, have you messed up stuff? He's like, yeah, I messed up an order. And then one time somebody was on the phone. I don't know if they called to complain that their order was wrong. I don't know. But they were yelling at my son and we're like, you know, and you just lost our business. And my son said he just thought this in his head. He didn't say it. But I like that he was just able to go, oh, okay, one pizza, you know.
Yes, that is good. Because I had a manager once that was really great. I was an assistant at the time, and she didn't like something that had happened. And it was, you know, getting a buy, you know, a piece of business. And so she said, I'm not going to buy you. And I can't remember if I was an assistant or just becoming a salesperson at that time. But I was so upset. You know, I was really upset by it because she was just yelling at me and telling me she's not buying us. And I thought, you know, I was picturing the whole radio station having to close down, go bankrupt because of my buy, you know. And he did the best thing. He pulled me in and he did the math and he said, you just cost us 0.0001% of the overall budget for the year.
Oh, what a great manager.
It was really, really sweet. And look, this was 25 years ago. It stuck with me because that's how I learned, like, everything isn't end all be all. You know what I mean? That person's having a bad day. They're threatening me. And just like Bo was like, well, we lost a pizza.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to close down his pizza place, you know.
No, but speaking of rude people traveling.
Yes.
Maybe next time you travel, you take an extra seatsitters.com package with you. And if you see somebody being rude, you just give it to them and say, I think the germs are affecting you adversely.
I love that. That is a great idea, though. That is a nice thing. Like, it goes back to, remember when you brought a treat in for the class or you were chewing gum? Did you bring enough for the whole class? When I traveled recently, I said I brought a seat sitter and I felt bad that I should have brought one because I was traveling with a group.
Yep.
That I didn't bring one for the whole group. And I should have, because that would probably have made a lot of friends right from the get-go.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But so if you haven't noticed, airplanes are full of germs.
Oh, yeah.
You might land after, you know, you're going to a great destination that you've planned for, you know, months and months, and then you end up getting sick and you're all disappointed. Well, you can prevent that in the future by getting a seat sitter's kit. The kit comes with a seat cover that covers your entire seat. It's, you know, custom made for airplane seats, so it fits perfectly. It takes literally 1 second to put on. A tray table cover, 2 sanitary wipes, an allergy mask, and a no-nut sticker. It's funny because now my daughter is like, when we went to travel recently, mm-hmm. I realized I only have 1 seat sitter left. And she goes, oh, let me guess, you're going to get it? And
I said,
oh, no, princess. I will give you the seat sitter because the last thing I want is her being sick, because that would, you know, I'll suck it up a little bit more.
Exactly.
You know,
that was a little rude of her, though, wasn't it? I think it was a little rude.
A little rude.
Let me guess, you're going to get it? Yeah. But I disarmed her immediately by, of course, giving it to her. For under $20 a kit, you can fly healthy. And good news for seat sitters, it's not just available at seatsitters.com anymore. You can find it at bedbathandbeyond.com. Very exciting. So don't spend another vacation getting sick or with a family member that's sick. Order your seat sitter kit today at seatsitters.com or bedbathandbeyond.com.
Well, it's funny. I know I got political a little bit ago, but you guys talking about defending other people or standing up to rudeness reminded me of right after... it was about a year ago, I think, when minorities started reporting getting attacked more in public.
Mm-hmm.
And there was actually a sheet that went out telling you, if you saw somebody who's in a minority being threatened, how to engage with them, how to protect them, and not engage the person who's being rude. And it's, you know, looking at that and where our country is now, I do feel like the people that are rude and are attacking minorities, again, all meanness and anger comes from a place of fear. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what they're scared of. We don't know why they're doing that. We don't know what's going on. It's not the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. But you know, standing up for the people who are being attacked is the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if we all did that more.
Yes.
And maybe, I don't know, try to understand other people's fear a little.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's I feel like we're just at a rough place right now.
Yeah. I do feel like it's got to be like a band against, like all of us band together and just to try.
Like picketing against rudeness?
I was going to say a rudeness revolt.
The anti-rudeness march?
I love it.
Maybe we should start one.
I think so.
We will march so politely. Right. We will not take up any streets so cars can still drive.
Right. That's how anti-rude we're going to be.
Exactly.
Because we don't want to be rude for
trying
to work
against. No, we don't want to shut down traffic. People have to get places.
Yeah.
I really think we should do this.
Yeah, because I think that, you know, there's been a lot of those initiatives of be kinder, say something nice to someone, smile, and do all that. But you can do that all day long, but with the rude people still getting away with being rude.
Yes.
What are we really, you know, we're having a few more smiles every day, but there's still rude people just thinking they can get away with being rude.
Yeah. And then all you're doing is making yourself look like a victim.
Right. And, you know, we've talked about this a couple times, and Remy just brought something up about on the road, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So we all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone like cuts me off or something, I don't go crazy, right?
This
is the only interaction I'm ever going to have with this person, probably.
Yeah.
Why am I going crazy? You made a mistake. I'm sure you didn't say to yourself, let me risk my life and getting my car in an accident by cutting this person off. I'm sure you don't have some personal thing against the driver in my car. I mean, you don't know me.
Yeah.
So you didn't purposely try to cut me off. It was an accident. And I say, like, even to my kids, I say, I make the same mistake. I've accidentally gone over the lane and then honking the horn at me. And I was like, I'm always like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I swear to God, I didn't see you.
Yeah.
I would never have done that. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to cut you off. I really didn't mean to, you know? But if even that kind of stuff, the amount of time that people can go from a 0 to 10.
Yes.
That is alarming to me. Like, guys, everyone just needs to calm down. We're all just trying to get through this thing called life together here.
We are, but it reminded me, and I know I've told this story before, when my son was being bullied, and I finally had to call the mother of the bully and just say, listen, I don't think you're aware of what's really happening and what's been happening. And she started yelling at me and was like, this is the rudest thing anybody's ever said to me, and was just yelling at me on the phone. And I said, this is the most difficult conversation. This is the most difficult phone call I've ever had to make in my life.
Yeah.
And she said, and I said, you know, and now I have no recourse. I have to go talk to the principal because I got to make sure my kid is safe at school.
Yeah.
And she said, well, good. Then maybe he'll learn that he can't behave that way. And I knew in that moment that
I already know what you're going to say.
He wasn't getting any. He wasn't getting
it
what
was
he
learned
needed
behavior.
At home. Yes.
That's what we talked about at the beginning.
Yeah.
He's seeing that.
Exactly.
So why is he going to act any different?
Exactly.
Right? It's like I said, the person who thinks my kid does no wrong, my kid's going to get first in line. My kid's going to, oh, they didn't make the list of the preferred, you know, so I'm going to call the school and boss my way into. How many times have you heard that? They didn't get in the room they wanted or the, for a camping thing. Now suddenly the kid's in that room or made the team. And they didn't make the team at first.
Yep.
Or, you know, it's like, because their parents thought, you know, rules don't apply to you, Johnny.
Mm-hmm. So that sense of entitlement.
Yes.
False sense of entitlement.
It kills me.
My brother gets all bent out of shape when he holds the door open for somebody and they don't say thank
me
you.
Me too.
Right? But I'm like, honestly, you're letting it affect your emotions negatively when I'll hold the door for everybody. And when they say thank you, it's very nice and pleasant. And it's great. And if they don't, you just let it go. It's
right?
Just, but yeah, it's because like it's a simple thing. And some people just aren't taught to say please and thank you as it's not ingrained in them as often
that
as everybody else.
That one doesn't
else.
Bother me, but you know what bothers me? And it's mostly young people. If I'm walking out a door, but I'm at a door that pulls. So if I pull the door open, but somebody was just going to push it. So I pull the door open because I'm exiting and the person who was there who was just going to come in walks in before I exit, yeah, and like, I open the door.
It wasn't your turn.
I'm like, I will say something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah, I came all this way to open the door for you. You're
right.
Welcome.
Yes.
Like, no. Where? Who are your parents?
Right.
That's the only, like, I'll open doors for people all day. If they don't say thank you, if I'm doing it, I don't care about that. But do not walk through a door I opened before me.
Okay, wait. So is it bad when they don't say thank you and I go, you're welcome?
I mean, no. That's what my brother does too. And I get it. It's, you know, it's that little tick. You're like, you're welcome. Geez. You know, it's so simple to say. But
then
you
again,
really got to pick your battles. Is it you're letting it get to you.
How do you let someone do something for you because, and you don't say you're
okay, but think
you.
About this. Think about, and you don't know, and I'm not saying it's everybody, but think about the person who walked through that door who just got a phone call that one of their parents is dying. Mm-hmm. And that's where their head is. Mm-hmm. And they are not even aware there was a door that needed to be opened, most mm-hmm. likely. That's where
yes,
their head is.
I do.
When you were shopping the other day and forgot to say please and thank you, maybe it just
yeah.
slipped your mind.
Yeah.
You know, to make it confrontational by saying you're welcome in a snotty voice, it's not helping anybody. The whole point was to do something nice for somebody. Whether they appreciate it or not, you still did the nice thing. Mm-hmm. Feel good about yourself and let them go about their day.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
I guess it's just, to me, it's like typically second nature, and I just always wonder,
or
how is that not?
Here's some great advice.
Oh, good.
Look at it as a workout.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
I'll do that more often. Yes. Or I used to work with a girl who did just what you did. She would paint the most awful picture of what's going on in that person's life every time someone was rude. I mean, it was just like, she would go beyond where I'd be like, Katie, now I think you're really, like, you're really reaching. You could have just said he was having a bad day, but you've invented this, you know.
I'm sorry, your house burned down.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd be like, okay, I get the point, though. I should just not know. I don't know what's going on in people's lives. Let it go.
As always, we want to hear your thoughts on the topic and any other topic that we've got lists up there of topics that are coming up. We want to know what you want to talk about, what you want to hear about. Check us out, StacyandLynnPodcast.com. That'll get you to all our social media, which we would love it if you followed. And we will see you next week.